The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you about our feast day for this day, because I think that's the very best I have to give you today. Here's the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary. It's a feast day both old and new. Originally, this was celebrated in the 16th century, but somehow it dropped off the calendar and it disappeared, and it was Pope John Paul II who put it back into the calendar in 2002. And why do we celebrate the Holy Name of Mary today? Well, that's because, according to ancient Jewish custom, a child's name was given within 8 days of birth. Okay, so on Saturday, we celebrated the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and within 8 days of that, and here's the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary. And it was meant to be a companion with the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, which is also celebrated within 8 days of Jesus' birth, okay, if you count that as the whole octave, 8 days of Jesus' birth, because in God's plan, Mary and Jesus always go together. Okay, so the Holy Name of Mary. You know, in Scripture, every name has a meaning. The name Jacob means the supplanter or the usurper. And the name Israel means the one who wrestled with God. And even the name of God himself, greatest meaning of all, right? Revealed to Moses in the burning bush. "What's your name?" Moses said. And God said, "My name is I am the one who is. I am the act of existence itself. That's my name. That's my identity." The name of Jesus means God saves. By divine command given through the angel Gabriel, you will call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And the Holy Name of Mary, now this is something to think about. The name of Mary means she who is beautiful. And it also means she who is blessed. Beautiful and blessed. Because she welcomed the Lord and because she brings us to the Lord. And here's the importance of this feast day. Okay. Do you ever feel helpless and overwhelmed against the power of wickedness in the world? You know, I wake up in the morning and I know the very first thing that I'm supposed to do is to pray. But I'm tempted to check the news to find out what's the latest scandal, right? What's the latest catastrophe? Overwhelmed and helpless against the power of wickedness in the world. I know you do. Not just in the world, but also, sadly, within the leadership, so much of the leadership of our own church. And I don't need to remind any of you, you find it within your own self, and you feel helpless and powerless. There's one act of defiant rebellion against that helplessness that is within your grasp, and that's to invoke the name of Mary. She's got power. The devil flees at the sound of her name. When you feel helpless, when you feel overwhelmed, remember, she's the one who crushes the head of the serpent. And that's not just a prophecy from the book of Genesis about what's, you know, going to happen at the end of all things. That's something she does right now. When you're feeling helpless, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling discouraged, when you're overwhelmed by temptation, when you fall into sin, invoke the name of the Blessed Mother. The name's got power. And I'm telling you, there are times when I don't have, feel like I have any place else to turn, and it's like my last act of defiant rebellion against the overwhelming power of wickedness in the world, which will not win the day. We need to remember that. Back in the Middle Ages, they took the name of Mary, and they likened it to the word for the sea. And they started to call her Stella Maris, the star of the sea, because as the church makes its way through time, it's been likened to a ship making its way through stormy waters. And I don't need to remind any of you that those stormy waters are what are all around us right now. So let's keep our eyes on the Blessed Mother, who always brings us to the Lord. She who is beautiful and who is blessed is going to lead us safely home. Let's invoke her prayers this day as we pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.